Thanks for joining me today. I'm Lisa Bishop, and this is The Christian Working Woman. Well, we're wrapping up our week of applying wisdom to conflict in the workplace. You know, I really love coming alongside people and helping them to navigate conflict. And if I'm honest, I can find it hard to navigate conflict in my own relationships at times. So I just want you to know that I am growing with you. At times, it takes me longer to address conflict because I fear hurting the other person's feelings, getting rejected, or jeopardizing the relationship. And frankly, leaning into conflict is just downright uncomfortable. At the same time, I don't really like unresolved conflict that creates further tension. It takes courage to address conflict. It takes a desire to create and contribute to healthy relationships. For a little motivation, consider counting the cost of avoiding conflict. It's estimated that unresolved conflict costs companies $359 billion each year. What is unresolved conflict costing you in your relationships? There is a price that we pay, and there's a price that others pay. Conflicts can fester when they're ignored and stay with us until we face and resolve them. So how can we initiate a conversation to address conflict? Well, one way may sound like this. Our working relationship is really important to me. I was thinking about what happened between us, and there are things that I could have and should have done better. I didn't live up to my values or my convictions as a follower of Christ. Can we sit down and talk? Or maybe it sounds like this. I'd like to see if we might reach a better understanding about. I really want to hear your thoughts, and if you're open to it, share my perspective as well. Those are just two examples of how to start a conversation. And here are some final things to consider. Talk directly to the person you need to talk with. Don't go around them. Don't talk about them. Don't email them. Talk to them face-to-face if possible, or on the phone if necessary. And remember to stay humble. The person might not respond in the way you'd hoped, at least initially, but give it some time. Know that you're not responsible for their response, but you are responsible to exhibit Christ-likeness and obedience to godly wisdom in conflicts. And be grateful for the opportunity that conflict can bring and what it can produce in you when approached in a godly way. Applying wisdom to conflict doesn't always guarantee the outcome we hope for, but avoiding conflict will only make it fester. Pray, ask God to help you, tell the person how important the relationship is to you, and do your part to contribute to a healthy relationship. Well, I've enjoyed being with you this week. A reminder that all of these devotionals can be found at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. And Mary will be back next week here on The Christian Working Woman.